not living around the railroads. I travel on the trains.
Catfish from Bay and see me. They must have gone over the old lady with whiskers.
Attention, listeners.
Have your tickets ready. You're riding on the Blue Light Central.
Baby sister, what took us so long?
Oh, yes, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Santa Claus, such a merry soul. You're so jolly, but I just got to know. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, do you ever get the blues? Don't need no presents under my Christmas tree, but won't you stop by, buddy?
Posing a question not often asked, Santa Claus, do you ever get the blues? That was Room Full of Blues, recorded several years back and found on a wonderful compilation called Genuine House Rockin' Christmas on the Alligator Records label. Just an absolutely wonderful CD. If you have an opportunity to pick that up, you will not be disappointed. Lots of great Christmas classics and a lot of tunes you never heard before as performed by some of the legends of the blues and by blues artists who are inarguably the future of this music we hold so near and dear. I'm talking about the blues and classic R&B and gospel and soul and zydeco and Cajun music and so many more genres that are interwoven and interlinked, and we play them all here on the Blue Light Central. Now, some of you folks are on this train, our virtual blues train, for the very first time, and I want to welcome you aboard, especially you folks listening in the Finger Lakes region. I'm Mark Drenick, your conductor for this train ride, this virtual train ride. I want you to take a seat, get yourselves comfortable, sit back, relax. These next couple of hours, we're going to explore the family tree of Room Full of Blues, one of my absolute favorite bands, and I have a feeling that if you're unfamiliar with these folks, by the time we're done with this ride, they may become favorites of yours as well. Their first album was recorded and released in the mid-70s, 1977, for the release of the self-titled Room Full of Blues album on the Island Records label. They were 10 years practicing their craft as a jump blues band. This is before anybody had even conceived of the notion of reviving the sound of the 1940s, early 50s jump blues bands. And if you think about it, if you recall or are familiar with the mid-1970s, you know the music of that era was anything but retro. In fact, the cutting-edge sound of the time belonged to groups like Talking Heads and The Clash and the Sex Pistols and so forth, or the more mainstream sound of groups like Boston. So to say the least, Room Full of Blues was taking a chance. I remember dropping the needle on that first cut and being blown away. This was something I'd never heard before. And as they say, the rest is history. Here is that first cut, side one, track one, the debut album by Room Full of Blues, Red, Hot, and Blue.